Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop Josh Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited because I know, I believe there is no other way, ladies and gentlemen, but through Jesus Christ, through prayer. We must pray, ladies and gentlemen. We must pray. We must pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we thank God for the Father, we thank God for the Son, and we thank God for the precious Holy Spirit. Y'all better give God some praise today in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today. God bless you. This is Prayer Time with Bishop. For those joining us all across the globe, thank you so much for joining us, and those who are listening later on in the rebroadcast. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the number 347-843-4559. Call these 10 people. I know at least 10 people you know, probably 10 people at least you know, need prayer tonight. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. The number 347-843-4559. And, of course, via the Internet, just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in Men Let's Talk, and they'll get you here as well. You'll see the live broadcast tonight. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for tonight coming up soon to read is Psalms 121. Verses 1 through 8, that's Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. And we thank God, ladies and gentlemen, we just thank God for his marvelous word tonight. Amen. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I am sensitive as well to the time. So if you do have a prayer request later on, just hit star 1. We'll open up the lines later on. We hit star 1. And ladies and gentlemen, we just thank God for the man and woman of God, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw, his wife. Just give them a offer of praise and Jesus' name. Let's thank them. Thank them. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, across the globe, if you have a mission or listening to have a pastor or a bishop, you better thank God for your bishops and your pastors and the ministers and all those in the faith, ladies and gentlemen, that surround you and help you grow in Jesus' name. So we thank God for your strength in the Lord, those who help us each and every day. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Hey, let's go to the Word. Amen. Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Amen. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. Please understand that, ladies and gentlemen. God made everything, everything. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. Thank God for that. He don't even take naps. I don't think God sleeps at all. He just takes care of his people. Amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Isn't that something? God don't even sleep. He's so powerful. And that means he only has to sleep. He just stays always on the battlefield with us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Amen. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Come on now. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Ooh, that's thank you, Jesus, for that. That's amen. Matter of fact, let me just stop right there and give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that verse right there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank God for Jesus and the blood. And the verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even evermore. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read for you Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. I encourage you to read that for yourself later on. Meditate on it and let the God of Israel take over your life and get you saved. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time. It's time of prayer. And we're just excited about Bishop being with us today. And if you would, put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again today. God bless you.
Father Kevin, God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. This is the day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name up. And we adore you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are our present help in time of trouble. We thank you tonight and we magnify your name for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, and your angels encamp about us, God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, You have kept us closed in our right mind, and you have given us activities of a limb. We thank you, Lord, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And, Father, we thank you tonight for your word. And, God, we magnify you for it in the name of Jesus, because your word say, no weapon against us shall be able to prosper. And, Father, you said in your word that no good thing will you hold from them that love you. We thank you, God, that you have assured us in your word that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you tonight, and we magnify you, we adore you, and we appreciate you. We pray for that man tonight. God, we pray for that woman, that child, that boy, that girl tonight. We pray for that family tonight, oh, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your power and by your spirit. God, that you will give them a peace of mind, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God, that we can rest in your word. We thank you, Lord, for your assurance. Us, God, and this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you heareth us. We know that you heareth us. And Father God, we thank you for it tonight. Father, we praise you. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, because you paid the ultimate price on Calvary. God, and not only did you pay the ultimate price on Calvary, you rose up out of the grave with all power in your hand. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have defeated every enemy. And Father, we give you praise for it, and we magnify you tonight. And Father, we thank you for your word, and we assure you, God, that we trust in you, Almighty God, who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. We thank you tonight as we pray for families tonight. We pray for loved ones tonight. We pray for sons and daughters, God. We pray for mothers and fathers tonight. Father, we pray for uncles and aunties and cousins and nephews. We pray for families, oh God, all over this world, that you will strengthen the family, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that child that have left home and the parents don't know where they are. We pray, God, that you will connect them, reconnect them, unite them together, God, and give them this one mind. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, and we magnify you for it tonight. And Father, we pray that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We pray, God, against every evil spirit, God. We pray against the sickness and diseases that come to torment the minds of men and women and boys and girls. God, we pray against that spirit tonight. And Father God, we pray against spirit of mental illness. We pray against it. God, cancel that assignment of that attack of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. They are healed. We give you praise for it in the name of Jesus, that you have given them authority, God, and you have given us authority over the enemy, God, and the enemy is under our feet, Father. We praise you for it tonight. And, Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let God arrive. Let the enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him be before him as smoke is driven away. Drive them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God, but let the righteous be glad. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice, God, and we give you thanks for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that man, that woman, that child tonight that have cancer. We for healing of their bodies, God. We pray, God, for healing them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We pray for that child that have high blood pressure, that mother, that father that have high blood pressure tonight, that child that have high blood pressure. We pray against that spirit tonight. And, Father, we pray for their healing, God, in the name of Jesus. those that have sugar diabetes. We pray for healing of their body, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are sick in the homes, in the hospitals, in the nursing home. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that you will strengthen them, you will encourage them, you will heal them, you will deliver them, you will set them free. And Father, we pray for your awesome power. We pray for your healing and your delivering power. God, we thank you in advance, God. We call those things to be not as though they already are. It's already finished, God. It's already completed, God. We thank you, God, it's already done. That child is being healed. That woman, that man, that boy, that girl is being healed. They have a sound mind even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, as we pray for those that's on the front line, in the grocery stores, in the hospital, those in the front lines everywhere. We pray, God, that you strengthen them. You protect them. We pray tonight, oh, Heavenly Father, for communities. We pray for cities. We pray for counties. We pray government. God, we pray for our leaders. We pray for this nation, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray for the President of the United States. Father, we pray for your protection of your people everywhere. God, we pray that you cover us in your blood, God. You will cover us in the grocery stores. You will cover us on the job, God. You will cover us in the neighborhood, in the community, Father. We pray that you bless your people everywhere. God, look on those that, God, in leadership everywhere. Look on the preachers, God. Look on the pastors, God. God, you're all-knowing, God. You know where they stand in this moment of the hour. And, Father, you know what they need in their lives, God. We pray for their congregation, God, that you will strengthen, that you will heal, that you will keep them whole, God. We thank you, God, for the healing of our bodies, God. We are healed by your stripes. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on it, but it's with your stripes. We already healed. We thank you. We decree and declare it is already done. God, we pray, God, that you will comfort that mother tonight, that daughter, that wife, that husband tonight. We pray for those that have lost loved ones during this season. God, that you will meet the needs in their lives, God, that you will supply every need that they have tonight. God, that you will encourage their hearts tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the joy, God, that you will bring the joy back in their lives, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will meet every need in their lives, that there will be no lack, God. You supply every need, the natural need, the spiritual need, the financial need, the blessing of God. God, we pray, God, that you will bless them even, God, to be able to pay their bills, God, to meet their needs, that they will have overflow, not just enough, but more than enough. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be lenders and not borrowers. We will have resource more than enough. We will have a resource. God, we thank you. You're opening our eyes. We thank you, God. You're making a way out of no way. We thank you, God, for creating the idea. We thank you for vision, oh God. We give you praise. We pray tonight, God, that you will rule in a mighty way. We pray for, God, for protection of our children. We pray for protection of our communities, our neighborhoods. God, we pray against violence in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of murder. We come against that spirit of suicide. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. And, God, we intercede for those that have left home. We intercede tonight for those that are homeless. We intercede for those at night, God, don't have food to eat, God. We ask you to make a way. God, we ask you to touch hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance. God, we know that you're able. We know that you will. We know that you can. And, God, we give you thanks for it in advance. And we appreciate you for every miracle that you've already worked. We thank you for another day, God. And you've given us another opportunity. You've given us another chance. God, we are starting all over again, God. We are trusting in you like never before, God. We are holding on. We will not give up, and we will not quit. We will not stop, God, but we will hold on to your word, and we will decree and declare your word when we don't even see nothing taking place. We will decree and declare your word and stand on your word. and call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God. Your word said one can put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement, God, with the body of Christ. God, that you're uniting us as never before. You're making us one as never before. We pray for families tonight. And, God, we thank you for the doors of being open. God, we pray, God, that you will meet the need, that they won't lose their home. They won't lose their job. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, and we give you thanks, God. We give you praise, God. In this season, you have not given us a spirit of fear. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in doubt. We will not walk in unbelief. But we'll speak our life, and that is your word. We thank you for your word because your word will last forever. Everything else must go down, but the word of God will last and last and last for eternity. We thank you for it tonight, and we thank you for every prayer warrior that's seeking your face. They're standing in the gap for somebody that's less fortunate than we are. We stand in the gap tonight for our community. We stand in the gap for our government. We stand in the gap for those other countries, God. We intercede for souls tonight. And, Father, we thank you as you continue to bless and open doors as never before. We give you praise. God, we thank you. You're adding to our lives each and every day. You're adding to our lives each and every day. We thank you for another miracle. We thank you for another blessing. We thank you for the promise of God that's coming to pass in our lives. We will not leave this place until we fulfill every purpose that you have for our lives. We thank you for it, and we thank you for your assurance, God. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together when unity and in love. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bishop, thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have this time, because God is the God of prayer and fasting. Amen. We must fast and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, we must pray. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much. That wonderful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop, just pray for you, your family, your neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, your neighbors, if you will, our city, our county, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and all around the globe. So we thank God for Bishop and that wonderful prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to mention, if you do have a prayer request or comment later on, just hit *1 on your phone. We'd love to bring you in later on as we open up the lines, if you like. I just want to give you that option if you'd like to do that. At this time, we always, always love to hear from Bishop's wife as well, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well. God bless you, ma'am.
Lord, God bless you. Praise God. And thank God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw. I could just hear ringing in my spirit, deep down in my soul, about this time tomorrow, about this time tomorrow, about this time tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. As the book of Kings tells us about the lepers that were there at the gate, they said, we'll stay here. We're going to die. If we go in, we're going to die. But that was a prophetic word that was given about this time tomorrow. So I want to speak into the life of somebody that's listening tonight. Praise the Lord. As Bishop prayed, hold on, praise God, hold on to your faith, praise God, amen, praise God. God is going to do exactly what he said, praise the Lord, by this time tomorrow, praise God. Putting that in the context of the will of God, your tomorrow might be in the next hour. Your tomorrow might be 6 hours from now. It is within the context of the will of God. That's why the word of the Lord tells us, praise God, we must pray the will. We should pray the will of God. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So whatever the will of the Lord is, that is my tomorrow. My victory is locked up inside of my tomorrow. Your victory is locked up inside the tomorrow that God has decreed and declared that it is that set time for you to receive a miracle. Praise God. You got to be like Job. We got to be like Job. Praise God. I'm going to wait for my change. God, for Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak change. Oh, Rabbi. Change. Oh, Rabbi. Kasira Bohoshata. Change into the atmosphere and release the very angelic host from heaven now, God, in the name of Jesus. That God, that there will be a change and you would do a miracle in the lives of those that receive this prayer tonight that has been prayed. We decree and declare it in the name of Jesus. Speedily, God, that you shall fight for your people. Praise God, that you will bring about a miracle, God. Timely miracle, God. Season of miracles, oh God. On time miracle, God. Set time miracle, oh God. Oh God, amen. Praise God. Right in the midst of our throwing up our hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you're releasing your angels, Gabriel and Micah right now. Gabriel and Michael right now. Gabriel and Micah right now. Rama Sino Rebecca Sito Ramakatea. In the name of Jesus, the angels of the Lord is being released right now. The prayer that has been prayed is like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Speedily in an hour. Speedily in your tomorrow. Speedily in your moment about this time tomorrow. So you receive it. You receive it by faith in God. That whatever your tomorrow is, it is a time that is set by God. Your tomorrow might be 24 hours. It may be 48 hours, but it's God's set time. God has already done it. So hold on. Keep the faith. Be like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God is yet able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power of God. That's working on the inside of you. So let the power work. Let the power work. Let the Holy Ghost work. Let his anointing work. Let it work. Let it do what it needs to do on the inside of you. And let faith arise. Let the anointing arise. Because the greater the attack, the greater the anointing. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, these are serious times. It's always been, but it's the right now. This is the right now moment. This is right now. Doc had brought up some great areas of praise and understanding what's going on today, ladies and gentlemen. We must take this prayer very serious today from Bishop and Doc, and we also must pray, continue to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, Spirit of the Lord, I want to just play the shofar for about 1 minute. I want to play the shofar to really seal the word tonight, because it will come forth in the name of Jesus. Just 1 minute of the shofar. Just meditate on the Lord as you are led. God bless you. Gentlemen, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
God bless Elder Kevin. Thank God for Dr. Creature, that word of encouragement, a word of exaltation. We give God the glory for what he's doing tonight and what he's going to do on tomorrow. God is doing great things in your life right now. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for the miracle that God is working in your life. It is already done. It is already so. Give God the glory, and God will bless you in the time that you need him the most. God will come through. Hold on. Don't you give up. Keep on praying. Seek on faith. Say, looking at Jesus, hold on to your faith. Don't you quit, and do not quit. Do not stop. But hold on. Hold on. Hold on. And keep it on. Keep it on. God bless you. God bless you. We love you tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. What a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. What a blessing to our soul tonight and heart. What a blessing to our family tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, real quick, I want to hold you long. We wanted to leave you with this scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we let you go. I want you to have a powerful rest of the evening with the Lord. I want you to have a great rest of the day tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your day, enjoy your family, enjoy your life in Jesus' name. As Bishop always says, stay in the Word, stay in the Word. But I wanted to read Colossians 3, a few verses there, which was so powerful as I was reading earlier. This is Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. I want to read that one again. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Amen. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? Powerful, powerful scripture. That was Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. We have the assurance that God is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want you to share this out. Let people know about the prayer time. Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning, 8 a.m., and then Sunday evening at 8 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, on the network as well. So thank you so much. Continue to pray. Don't wait till then, right? Continue to pray. Always pray. And remember, Jesus loves you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go out with a hand clap of praise to the Lord. Good night now. Bye-bye.